Well, because they don't teach the truth. See, the church systems in America today, every one of them that I know of, they've linked to the world, and they've become a business in most cases. And yeah. Most of them are practicing things like the pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday that the Roman Catholics invented, but you won't find them in the Holy Scriptures. Yeah. So we believe to follow Jesus, we should follow the first century model, which is when he started. Most people today are following either Roman Catholicism, or you got your cults, the Jehovah's Witnesses right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Or the Mormons. Or, let's go a little further,
though. You get judged really hard for that, yeah.
Right, or the evangelicals and the non-denoms, they're still following the same corrupt system.
Like, I'm just curious, so like, how so? Because like me, I would say I'm in under the evangelical
process. Yeah, do you go to a church system?
Non-denominational.
Yeah, but I mean non-denominational. So is it a Sunday system on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
You go to a, let me guess, ready?
Wednesday,
let me guess. Sunday, you go to a building.
Usually, yeah.
You got a pastor behind a wooden box.
He's a paid guy.
You got lines of pews of people that are paying customers. You have some kinds of practice worship teams. You have timed out religious services. Coming up in Easter and Christmas, you'll be doing Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. And then after Sunday and Wednesday, everybody goes in the world and dresses and acts and lives just like the world. Did I just describe your non-denom for you?
Most people, yes.
You know where that came from?
Where?
That's not in the Bible. You know where that system came from? That I just described to you, the Greek theater system. Really? A building, paid seats, timed out services, paid orators, paid musicians. You will not find that anywhere in the New Testament scriptures. What you find in the New Testament scriptures are the holy blood-bought saints that do gather, but they didn't need buildings anymore. God did away with the building. There's no one modern pastor, multiple elders oversee. All of us men come together and use our gifts and share.
So you don't believe in the church leadership? You don't believe in that?
No, elders and deacons.
Elders and deacons.
Yeah, but we don't believe in the model we see today with the modern pastor. We don't believe in timed out services for an hour and a half following a piece of paper, a program. We follow the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So all of those systems, and Jesus said this, and this is why it's important. In Mark 7, Jesus said, "You worship me in vain for teaching of man-made traditions." So let me give
you
you're worshiping God in vain in that non-denominational system. Let me give you an example. Easter's coming.
Yeah.
Easter basically comes from paganism. It basically means the word, it's an abrogated word of Ishtar. It was a pagan system that the Catholics added Christ to it.
Yeah.
We're supposed to proclaim Christ every day like we're doing. Okay?
Amen.
Not just a religious service.
The Great Commission. Yeah, not
the Good Friday. Is Jesus a liar?
Absolutely not.
How many days did he say he'd be in the grave?
Three.
And how many nights?
Three.
Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
Friday night to Sunday morning? Friday night? No, you can't.
They're lies.
Yeah.
The evangelicals and the non-denoms are practicing lies. He died on Wednesday, right before the high Sabbath Thursday. John 19 tells us it was a high Sabbath.
Yeah.
He rose on Saturday. You know why he rose on Saturday? He's our Sabbath rest. What was the original Sabbath day?
That was a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Jesus is our Sabbath rest. So the evangelicals, the non-denoms, they're promoting a false way that causes you to worship God in vain. And so on our website for free, we teach you to follow spirit and truth. Jesus said God's a spirit. He's looking for those to worship him in spirit and truth. Let me ask you a question. What did you say your first name was?
Angelo.
Angelo.
Yeah.
I'm Tupos. Can you follow Jesus the truth practicing lies?
Absolutely not.
That's what the non-denoms and that's what the evangelicals do.
Scripture is the living word, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't lie.
So, and then the last part is we come here and like this is the world. This is the world system.
So you wouldn't believe in coming here just to like hang out.
This is Satan's
fellowship.
Kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4.
So you think that we should just run away from everywhere?
Well,
we shouldn't go into our own communities and say,
did we run away? We're here standing here talking to you. Why?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're standing here calling out against it. We're not in it. We love this preach. You know why? We call this the preach that we practice for prison camp preaching. Because look at us.
Yeah.
We're preaching through a fence. One day they're probably going to throw us in a prison camp.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be telling our neighbors walking by, repent, and they're probably going to kill us in the prison camp.
Yeah.
Look at, we're behind a fence. We won't enter this. But we're calling you, James 4:4 says, to be fond of the world. Friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. You can't be a friend of the world. What did Jesus call us to do with our lives? Entertain ourselves or go preach the gospel?
To fulfill the Great Commission in Matthew 28,
And so I'm meeting all these Christians that are here, and they tell me, oh yeah, we're here to watch the Beach Boys, we're here to eat food, bringing my son to play, doing all the rides.
Yeah.
And I go, how is that fulfilling the Great Commission? Well, it's not. That's living in the flesh. But guess what? The Bible says you can't please God in the flesh, Romans 8:8. We walk in the Spirit. So what I'm telling you is spirit and truth. And here's the scary part, Angelo. Angelo?
Yes, sir. Of course, yeah.
Here's the scary part. Jesus said that in John 8, if you can't hear the words of God, you're listening, maybe you're hearing. People that walk by and can't hear the words of God, and they mock it and they laugh, or they walk by and ignore it, you know who Jesus said their father is?
Satan. Yeah.
So all these people who walk by and mock us as we're preaching God, Satan is their father, which makes them a child of Satan. But Jesus said, if you hear my words and you obey it and keep it, you can be a son of God.
Yeah.
So ponder all that in your non-denomination. When Sunday comes and you see that dead man-made religion, when you see people going, they're living worldly lives afterwards, ask yourself, this is not what God ordained. And we have a 10-point test on our website, by the way, all for free. You'll see a young man down there laboring. He labors half a year, then he comes and preaches.
Amen.
I'm retired. We don't take people's money. They've turned the church into a business. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2 because they were making money off of God. We support ourselves. We don't sell the things of God. You must go deeper. And if you
shouldn't give at all, I'm just curious.
Should what?
So you shouldn't give at all?
No, you should give to good. You should give to good godly causes.
Yeah.
So let me give you an example. You know? If you knew my brother, and if you knew him and he was your brother, and you said, brother, man, you go and travel 6 months out of the year. I can't do that. I got to work all year. Man, here's $500 to pay for some gas. Keep going, brother. Preach. Yeah. And if he wanted to accept it, that would be good and godly. Because you're not paying for steak dinners. You're not paying for hotels that we don't need. You're paying for gas money to go and preach the gospel. So giving is good. But giving for parking lots, widescreen TVs, kids programs, bigger buildings, pastor salaries, that's not of God.
Yeah.
Enjoyed talking to you. Let's get going. Though.
That's not of God.
Yeah. Curious. So even like, you know how like most churches, like at the end, they'll be like, oh, you should give. Yada yada. Not you
tithing
give.
Is not of God. Again. Not for us today.
Yes, it is. It's in the Bible.
No, it's that's an
Old
Testament.
It's an Old Testament.
Testament.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Technically, we should give out of the goodness of our
heart. Exactly.
I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. Because like, so you think even with a good heart posture, like, you know, not because, you know, I'm going to subscribe just to the Jewish law, right? I'm going to subscribe just to like, you know, I want to be generous like the Old Testament.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't tithe. What I said is no one can teach it's for today. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Sunday gathering, you can gather on a Sunday. Don't ever teach it's the Lord's Day, which most of them do. It's not the Lord's Day. That's another Roman Catholic lie.
So you think like any like building of a church, right? Say any like XYZ, you know, like a house of worship or a house of prayer.
Well,
that's all.
We're
like
the house of God.
Say. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the
but I
building.
I think there's an importance to putting a church in the community.
Here's what
see,
I would
that's
say.
That's like all just bad. Like,
yeah,
no
well,
what.
No. What I would say the reason it's bad is because people start looking to that as the church. They start, ready? Here's the bad part. Ready? I'm going here to worship.
It's
you don't
the
go there to worship. You worship with your everyday life live.
Yeah.
If the building housed people, fed poor, was a godly school, you met there to sing and pray together, no problem. Most of these churches are eyepieces. They get used for a couple things, and it's a waste of money.
I agree, 100%.
It's a waste of money.
I just kind of agree with you, man.
So you'll enjoy our website if you agree with a lot of that stuff, but here's the thing. If you really want to follow Christ, you got to lose that.
Absolutely.
Jesus said you must lose your life, Matthew 10. And what you will lose is when you leave that church system and you follow Christ, you'll lose most of your friends, most of your family. You'll lose that support system because they're not the true people of God. They're people that are linked to the world. Most of those people are false converts. It's true.
Yeah.
Jesus
most
said you know them by their fruit.
Yep.
So if they live like the world and they haven't come out of the world, so you got to lose all of that to truly follow Jesus. You email me, and I'd love to Bible study with you. And if you're my true brother, you know godly saints right here.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, man. And your name, sorry?
Jupos.
Yeah, Jupos. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Sister Amen.
Yeah, and it's good to see fellow laborers out here.
Yeah.
That's good.
Come out of the world. Come out of the churches.
Yeah.
Email me.
I got you.
We're studying through the book of Revelation now. You can follow along. We add to it.
We add
content every day. You're going to see preachers of this.
Okay.
If you don't mind, we made an audio. So we're going to put an audio up. We do our audio witnessing. You know, you didn't give us no secrets or nothing.
I completely agree.
Yeah. So we do it to edify people. So people listen to this and they'll go, okay, that guy Angelo, he seemed like he listened. And that'll encourage people versus most people come by and mock and threaten us.
That's not going to do any good. Like, I agree. It's like most people are being led astray by these like kind of like trashy, just like, oh, come here. You're going to have fun. You're going to fellowship. And that's it, right? But once you're back in the world, like, that's it, right? You're only a Sunday Christian.
Can I ask, what is the name of your church?
Calvary. There's a lot of Calvarys, but
Calvary. Is it Calvary, part of the Calvary Chapel system?
No.
Oh, okay, just Calvary what?
It's just Calvary.
Where? Here?
It was Calvary Baptist over in Clearwater.
Calvary Clearwater. Yeah, I think I've witnessed to somebody that told me about that. Yeah, so most of the Calvary churches, like I said, they're keeping that non-denominational system. And look around you.
I feel like, do you think that the Lord could even like use like that type of system, in your opinion?
Well, let's see. The Lord can use pornography.
Yeah.
Okay, so well, anything, only yeah, he can do something. It. But he tells us to walk in spirit and truth and not use sinful means. So I could use like, I could buy a bar and start giving people drinks and a witness to everybody
that
comes
why,
in.
That's not good.
That's why it's not good. So we can't use unbiblical things. Jesus said, do that. You know what that's called? Young man, pragmatism. Ready? Pragmatism is you do something wrong for a right gain. Hey, you know how I fund my ministry? I rob gas stations. I get the money, and then I go preach the gospel. God would say, don't do that. Well, by putting on false church to try to win people, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to walk in the truth, because here's what you're doing. You're not obeying God, because you know what God says in Romans 16, 17? You know what God commands you to do? Mark those and avoid all those that cause division who have left sound doctrine, and avoid them. Yeah. If you stay united to people that keep those pagan holidays, they keep worldliness, they keep feminization. Notice we dress different. My wife covers her head. The Bible teaches all that. If
that's,
people...
That's a big one.
It does. Feminism came up and that all went away about the last 100 years. 1900 years, the known church, women covered their heads. They wore dresses.
Really?
Men,
that's part of a historical church. Okay.
1 Corinthians 11. Yeah. And so what's happened is Satan's got his clutches deep in the culture now, and you got to fight your way out. Jesus said in Luke 13, fight to enter through the straight way, and you got to fight to come out.
Yeah.
Will you do that?
Absolutely. I think, yeah.
I'm here to help you.
I'm more of a
if you compromise
like,
and stay with them,
run away. Right?
No, don't run away.
Don't be part of it. Don't be part of it. Like, don't.
But you can't be in there. If you were all in quicksand going down, if you were all in quicksand drowning, and you found your way out, would you jump back in the quicksand to help
probably
everybody?
Not, yeah.
What would you do?
A bad idea, yeah.
You throw them a rope.
Yeah.
Do you get out?
Or however the best way
to
get out of it.
So people say to me, how are we going to reach people in our churches? Ready? Try this. Stand outside your church when you're completely biblical with a gospel sign. And when they go, Angelo, how come you used to go here and you're not going here no more? Let me show you why. This is sin, this is sin, this is sin, this is sin.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for telling me that.
We love
I really
you,
appreciate it, man. I'm sorry.
I said, we love you, neighbor.
Of course, yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Email me. I'd love to encourage you to go deeper.
Amen.
All right. God be praised. Come out of the world. Amen. Come out of that church system. Obey Christ. Take care of the truth.